are allowed to choose four subjects that aren't core subjects that you will then take your GCSEs in.
Like loads.
Yeah.
So it's like languages or like
humanities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so in year eight, you get to choose your options. So you get lots and lots. So you get lots to choose from. So you get four choices. So do you want to say what you've chosen?
I chose geography, Spanish, sports science, and DT food.
I took geography, business studies, French, and sports studies.
I took business, drama, history, and extra science.
Brilliant. So yeah, as you can see, you've got lots of choice, and the girls chose sort of what they wanted to put, like what path they wanted to go down. But what's nice about it in year seven is you get to do like all the subjects to see if you like them first, apart from a few, like business studies you don't do until year nine, for example, but most of the others you do in year seven. So you've got, I think it ends up to be about over 10 different subjects. So yes, you have a nice variety of lessons. So for example, like on a Monday, you might have five completely different lessons to what you'd have on a Friday. So it's nice that you get a bit of variety.
You have to do a language in year seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we explain that bit? Now. Yeah. So we've just changed it. So the girls will have had slightly different for their languages. So yes, most students will do a language. If they need extra English catch up, then they will do extra English instead of the language. But that's a normally quite a small group of students who will do that. So the majority, yes, will do a language. So if you are in Mr. Spencer's, Miss Burrell's, and who's the other? Miss Lyle. You'll be doing French in year seven and year eight. And if you've got the other tutors, you will be doing Spanish. Okay. But if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I would really like to do the different language, you can in year nine. Okay. So you just learn one of them really well for 2 years. And then you can pick the other one up if you would like to in year nine. Also, there's some trips linked to languages. So you can go to Seville in Spain or Paris in France in the next year.
Did you go to those again?
We went to Barcelona.
Yeah, so these girls went to Barcelona. So can you tell us the highlights of that?
theme park.
Yeah.
Theme park.
Oh my God.
And then,
this is really terrifying.
We went walking around
markets and stuff.
Yeah. In Paella? No. Did you see any dancing? Because I know they do flamenco dancing now.
I don't think we did.
No.
We went to see a vineyard.
Ah, sounds good. So that was Barcelona. So we do something very similar in Seville. So then we just changed the location. So that's two trips to look forward to. In year eight or nine, you can get to go to Belgium for a history trip, and then Berlin if you take it at GCSE. Have you either been on the ski trips?
Do they still do the London?
Oh yeah, they still do London trip if you take history as well. You've also got a ski trip every other 2 years. So there's lots of sort of opportunities for trips and things, which is good. Oh. Any other questions?
Can you explain the structure of the day, like how they might be different to how we have it here?
That's a good question. Structure of the day, so from the start to the finish.
So you've got come in at 20 to 9.
Yep.
And then in your form room for half an hour.
Yeah. And then you go to whatever your first lesson is.
You have two lessons.
And then you have break for 20 minutes, and then you have two more lessons, and then you have lunch, and then you have one more lesson, lunch for half an hour, and then you have another lesson, and then you go home.
Go to a sport club.
Yeah, how long are the lessons?
An hour.
Yeah, and yeah, so your sports clubs are from 3 till 4, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's quite nice because you sort of get the majority of your lessons done before lunchtime. So you've done 4 out of 5 lessons before lunch, and then after lunch is only one. So I quite like it that way. But the only thing you'll probably have to get used to is our lunchtime is quite late. So what time's your lunchtime?
Oh, 12.
12 o'clock. Well, ours is until 1:30. Oh, so a lot of our students eat some of their lunch at break time, or they eat some of it, some of it or all of it at break time, because break time's at 10 past 11. So you might, so that might just be something you need to get a little bit used to. Do you want to know about the canteen?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the food again?
The food is really nice.
Yeah, it's fine. You get all sorts. Well, main meals is like, on Fridays, you get fish and chips.
Or like chicken and sausage.
Yeah, whatever with chips. And what was the other one?
Wednesdays, they do roast.
Roast on Wednesdays.
Yep.
And other than that, you can just get snacks.
So like,
pizza,
maybe
it's like pizza.
Sausage rolls.
Pasta pot. You could get like grapes and like milkshakes,
and they do like pasta pot with like different
sauces.
And
they've got a slushy machine, and then you pay for it with like a till,
with your thumbprint
or a passcode.
Yeah, so what's quite nice, our canteen, as the girl said, is lots and lots of variety. So probably quite different to your canteen and what you'd normally get at lunchtime. You get lots and lots of choice. And that's what's nice about coming to secondary school. You start to get quite a lot of independence. So you can make your own choices then about what you'd like for lunch. So you can either have a sit-down meal, like the girl said, where you can have fish and chips or roast, or you can grab something and go and eat it in the quiet area, like your pasties, your pasta pots, those sorts of things that we were just telling you about. There's sandwiches, there's salad bar, so there's lots and lots of things you can choose from. In the summer, they could do like ice pops and things, which is quite nice as well. So yeah, so lots and lots of variety. And you queue up for the canteen outside, so in your year groups, and then you get called in a line at a time.
What advice could the girls give for the biggest in settling into year seven?
What was that, sorry?
What advice could the girls give to the year sixes and advice in going into being year seven?
What advice would you give? So what advice would you give them going into year seven?
Make new friends.
Yes, I think that's important.
See new people.
Yeah.
Try.
Have fun.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think one of the key things Hannah said was about making new friends, meeting new people. Obviously keep the ones you come up with, but also, you know, building on your friendship group and meeting new people, because there's going to be about 220 students in your year group. So that's a lot of students. A lot of other people. So yeah, just make the most of it. What else did we say?
Grab opportunities.
Yeah.
Make the most of your opportunities. So like, go to as many clubs as you can. Get involved in as much stuff as possible.
My homework. Yeah. Do we get a lot of homework?
Yeah, you do at the start.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about homework. So we're saying maybe try and keep on top of your homework. So if you get set something, try and get it done as soon as possible, so you don't have to have that hanging over you. Anything else?
Really?
Getting used to the new way around the school?
Yeah. I don't find that too bad.
So we're saying maybe like finding your way around could be daunting for some of you, but the girls were saying they don't find it that bad. So did you have your buddies and stuff?
Just like ask random people if you're walking around and you don't know where you are. Someone will always tell you.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah, you will always have somebody there who, if you're not sure where you are, teachers or students will be happy to help you.
We also have a vending
machine. Are there some
vending machine and it has seats in it?
What was that? Sorry.
There's a vending machine with sweets in it, just by the way.
Who are the best students to ask? Are there sort of people in different uniforms that are best to ask?
If the buddies have badges, then.
Ties.
So, like, the coloured ties.
The coloured ties?
Yeah. What colour's your tie going to be?
Blue and purple.
So yeah, so year 11 have their own ties, their own coloured ties, so they actually design their own tie. So the girls just said blue and purple, is it? Oh, nice. So blue and purple for next year, for year 11. So you'll be able to tell who the year 11s are. So they're probably the best people to talk to. If not, you will have a buddy or a couple of buddies in your tutor group. So they will wear badges on their tie which says buddy. So you'll be able to identify people that way as well. Also, obviously, any teacher could help you. So yeah, quite a few people around school.
Thank you.
Anything else? What about tutor time? Do you all know what we do in tutor time?
No.
No?
Do you say roughly what we do?
You go in and they take a register.
You do like different things.
Oh, in year 7 you have forms booked.
That's good.
And sometimes you'll do like quizzes or
you see the 5 second thing.
Oh yeah. They would like sometimes they do fun games like inside and like quizzes and stuff. Or
and
you
then you
go
have
and
assembly at once every week.
Yeah.
Is it Mondays? Mondays for you.
Mondays for year 7. And then form sports is like
you compete against other form years.
With like they'll have a set sport every month or something.
Yeah, so it's like dodgeball, like
crab football.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you do some different sports. There's something called Zulu, which is interesting. You also play like seated volleyball, crab football. Yeah, there's all sorts of sports. And I know for a fact, whoever's in Mr. Williams's class, he's very, very competitive. And also, Mr. Waddington is very, very competitive. So he'll be giving you team talks before the sports, before the form sports. I'll tell you now. But it's all good fun though. But yeah, no, tutor time's half an hour every morning. So as we said earlier, so from 20 to 9 till 10 past 9 each day.
Do you
what, sorry?
Do you have sports day?
Do we have sports day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do it every year up until year 9.
Oh,
and it's, yeah, because we're supposed to be on that.
And how long is it?
It's 2 days. Only 2 days. And so when you do your sports, you're out of your year, you're put into countries, which is like,
it's just a mix of like every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you might be in with people you've like never had a lesson with before.
And those countries will be used at sports day. So you'll be competing for like
points.
That country.
You want like the most. The most points, and then that country wins.
Yeah.
So you do like athletics and like team sport.
Yeah, you do relays around the track and stuff, and you can choose what you want to do mostly.
Unless you get competitive.
Yeah. And then there are like big games of basketball and football and tag rugby and stuff.
Yeah, so it's not just your sort of traditional sports. So you do have all the athletics like your running, your high jump, those sorts of things. But it's also nice, as the girl said, is you've got your team sports in there. So you've got like rugby matches going on and tennis and netball. So it's very inclusive. There's lots for everyone, which is nice. And actually, when you join us next year, it will be a special year because does anyone know why it's a special year for sport next year? Yeah, good. It's the Olympics. So the Olympics was meant to be this summer, but obviously with the coronavirus, it's now moved to next summer. So what we do for Olympic years, we have a special week where we have like 5 days around the Olympics. So when you first join us, it will be a special year all about Olympics. So that will be really good for you. So lots of different things going on that week. So that'd be nice.
We've got lots of competitive boys in this class who like to play sports. They get to do tackling in year 7.
Yes, they do. Yeah, Mr. Petchy, who I mentioned earlier, who's your head of year as well, he will help you with the rugby. So will Mr. Wilson and Mr. Abbas and Mr. Darborn. So you start off with non-contact, and then you build up to contact throughout the year. So yeah, they will be playing contact rugby eventually. Also, they could play for their school team, but they could also play for Camels rugby. I don't know if any of them do already. Yeah. Ah, brilliant. Yeah, so we've got, so Mr. Wilson, doesn't he play for Camels? Or used to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mr. Wilson, one of the PE teachers, he used to play for Camels. So that's good. So you can keep up your Camels rugby, and anyone who wants to get involved in your rugby, that's, yeah, it's very big at our school, and you've got some great teachers. So that'll be fab. I'll tell Mr. Petchy that he's got some budding rugby stars coming up. He'll like that. That's good.
In this school. They love doing like all of the arts plays, dancing. Do you do any kind of like performances very often, or?
Do you know
like performances, like school plays?
Yeah, I think you can join something, sign up, but yeah. It's not one where like the whole school has to do it.
No.
Yeah.
Like.
No, yeah, there's like optional like drama clubs, etc. And we do try to put on a big show like either once or twice a year. Once a year or once every 2 years. There was a really good one about musicals, wasn't there? Last year, I think. So there's lots of opportunity for getting involved with your dramas and arts and those sorts of things. We had Claire Teal. She came and visited us. Maybe 2 years ago now. So she's a famous musician, and we had a massive concert in the evening where she performed with lots of our students. So that was another quite a big thing. Does anyone in Avalon? Anyone do Avalon? Avalon, I think, is like a sort of drama club, which they do outside of school. And there's lots of shows they put on in Weybridge. So again, if you're really interested in the arts and drama, that might be another good thing to do outside of school. Avalon, there's quite a few students at our school who do that, and they're really, really talented. So, yeah. Any other questions? There's been some very good ones.
Anyone wants to say, if there's every question,
lined up at the bus bay, and then
you get told which one's yours.
Yeah, and then they give you 10 minutes to get to your bus, and it leaves at 3:10.
I think you have like a bus pass.
Yeah.
What happens if you get an after school detention and you've got a bus?
Basically, if hopefully none of your lot will have an after school detention, obviously. But if that did arise, basically what you would do is the school would phone home and let the parents or carers know that they have an after school detention, and they will arrange the best suitable day for that after school detention to take place, and then to make sure that there is transport available for them home, whether that's parents to pick them up. Or sometimes there's minibuses going, so it depends. But hopefully we won't have to do that.
Yes, class, they're lovely.
Good, I like to hear that. They all look lovely, and knowing their brothers and sisters, I'm sure they're gonna be a lovely bunch. Apart from Boo, obviously. I know your mum.
So in the canteen, are there vegetarian options, gluten-free options?
Yeah.
Can you say a bit about those?
There's like salads.
Do they do veggie burgers?
Yeah,
they do them.
What sandwiches? Veggie sandwiches?
Yeah. Fruit.
Yeah, no, there is lots of choice, which the girl said. So if you do have a specific allergy, if you talk to Rob, who's like the canteen manager, he's great. He'll just make a note of it, and he actually prepares special things for some of the school, some of the kids, some of the students who have special allergies. So that's there. He's absolutely great with that. So if you speak to him, he can sort you out, not a problem. But yeah, there is lots of variety anyway. So yeah, sandwiches, pasta pots, salad bars. Yeah, there's loads of veggie options. So
different canteens.
Yes, there is. Do you want to explain that, girls? Different canteens?
Yeah. So you're in canteen for... You're in it. You're 7 and 8.
And then there's like another canteen
which is bigger
for the like...
For year 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, so you're lucky in that your canteen's just been refurbished. So it's nice and new, it looks really good. So you can, there's lots of tables you can eat on in there, so year 7 and year 8. And then as the girl said, they're in the senior canteen. The senior canteen's over by the main reception. Your canteen is over the other side of the school, which is near to so we call it the sixth form block, but it's like where your geography, your history, it's sort of where the other side of the school near the sports centre. So they've got sort of two different locations.
When the new tries are coming up, obviously they don't necessarily go to there at the school. When they get the timetable of where they're going to be, like what lesson, do they have someone showing them from place to place, or how does that work?
So what did you say, so that last bit about getting around the school?
So like as a, yeah, in the first week, for example, when they don't know where they're going, how do they have support finding where they need to be?
There'll be buddies, there'll be like a couple in each form that like takes them around to their lessons.
Those buddies are like year 10, year 11?
Well, we normally, in the past, we've actually had year 10 students do it, but this year I was going to use the year 8s just because they've just been through it, so I was actually going to change it to use the year 8s. So depending on when I see them, they're not in school at the moment, it will either be the year 11 prefix to start with, and then I'll try and get some year 8s involved. But because I can't see the year 8s at the minute, it's just a little bit tricky for me to organise them. So yeah, hopefully it should be the year 11 prefects to start, and the year 11 senior prefect team. And then after that, I'm going to hopefully be able to talk to some year 8s and get them to show you around. So there'll be somebody, whether it's year 11 or year 8, it will be somebody with you. And they're normally with you for about 2 weeks. So then by that time, hopefully, you've done a full cycle of your timetable. So then you should know where every room, hopefully you should be starting to learn where most of your classrooms are. But if you are still struggling, like, don't worry about it. You can all help each other get to different places. And if you are a couple of minutes late, like, it doesn't matter. The teachers understand in the first few weeks and the first term that you'll still get into grips with where all the classrooms are. Because obviously it's quite a big change coming from your primary school to secondary, because it's quite a big school. So we all understand that and are very, very sort of caring about it. Okay?
For PE, do you use the Weybridge swimming pool?
Did you say for PE? What was that about PE?
Do you use the swimming pool near the school?
In the sports centre.
In the sports centre.
Oh, do we use the sports centre?
Yeah.
Ah, right, yeah.
Yeah, when it's in winter, you use the big hall quite a lot.
Do they still do swimming?
Yeah.
Year 7 and 8, you do swimming.
Yeah. For like a term, you'll use the swimming pool.
And then, so in summer, if it's nice, you go up like on the field and tennis courts. And then, if it's not, then you go in the sports centre.
And sometimes when it's raining, you join together with the other side, like the boys of your side of the year, and then you'll go in the leisure centre and do something together.
And you can also use their gym, can't you, in the after school? Yeah, you get like a special deal that you can use the gym. There's quite a lot of our students go to the gym in the sports centre after school as well. So that's another thing you can use. That was a good question. Any last questions?
I think that seems like it's all it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's great. They've had some very good questions. So that's good. And like you said, they've got quite a few brothers and sisters, so they can always ask them as well.
It's been good to chat and thank you to the girls. Can we say everybody?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to say thanks as well. Thank you very much, girls.
It's all right.
I'll let you go back to your lesson though. Okay. Thanks very much. And I'll just say bye as well. You can say bye.
Bye.
they've got lessons at the minute, so I'm going to let them go back to their lesson. Thanks, girls. Right. So lovely to meet you all. Thank you for all your lovely questions, and it's been really nice to see you. So the next time I see you will be on induction day in September, so the 4th of September, where it's just going to be you guys coming up. The only other thing we might be doing is maybe doing a meet and greet with tutors in July. So we're just in the process of organising that. So as soon as we know if that's happening, I'll let Mr. Watson know, and then he can let you guys know as well. All right, but I won't see you probably until September. So we look forward to meeting you all properly then. Take care, have a nice summer, and I'll look forward to seeing you then.
Bye.
Brilliant, bye-bye, lovely to see you. Thanks, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.